This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling on Israel to work with moderate Palestinians and neighboring countries on plans for post-war Gaza. He says they are willing to help rebuild and govern the territory, but only if there's a pathway to a Palestinian state. The U.S. and Israel are united against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, but sharply divided over Gaza's future. The U.N. General Assembly on Tuesday debated the U.S. veto on a Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza last month, VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
U.N. Ambassador Robert A. Wood said members worked closely with the UAE, members of the Arab group, and many other council members to craft a strong humanitarian-focused resolution.
As Israel moves to a lower-intensity phase of its military operation in the north, we believe the United Nations has a crucial role to play in evaluating what needs to be done to allow displaced Palestinians to return home.
Wood also said progress is being made in increasing humanitarian aid into Gaza, but that effort is still insufficient to meet the massive need. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Israel said it killed the southern Lebanon commander of Hezbollah's aerial unit in an airstrike on Tuesday, hours after it said he led an attack in an army headquarters base in northern Israel.
The
Israeli military's chief spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said the commander had led dozens of drone attacks on Israel, as Israel and Hezbollah have been waging their deadliest hostilities in 17 years.